Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, entrepreneurs might sense an opportunity now that department stores are being kicked out of many malls, and five questions to ask before taking your small business to the next level. Those stories after this. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2,000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan's ranking as a top 10 pro-business state. 2,000 is the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. We'll start with this. Watch out, department stores. The carpet is being pulled out from under you. Does this mean opportunity for small business owners? Once the linchpin of American shopping malls, right? Department stores are being displaced by newer types of retailers that do a better job of driving shoppers to the centers and lifting overall mall sales. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Suzanne, what's up here?
Well, we're seeing a lot of malls around the country either actively buying back leases from department stores, or when those leases expire, re-tenanting the space with other types of retailers. They could be fast fashion chains, they could be restaurants, they could be movie theaters, bowling alleys, anything that's not a traditional department store.
Well, you didn't call them anchor stores for nothing, right? So why the buyback of these leases?
Well, because department stores, their sales have been sort of in a slump for a long time, and they're not doing, you know, the whole point of an anchor is that you're this very prestigious store that you draw traffic to the mall, and people come just for that store, and then they may shop some of the smaller retailers throughout the mall. And that historically was the purpose that department stores served, but because people aren't shopping there as much, they're just not as effective at drawing shoppers to malls these days.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal retail reporter Suzanne Kapner. Her story is called Mall Owners Push Out Department Stores. All right, so they're not necessarily taking the proverbial wrecking bought of these places, they're just kind of repurposing an existing space.
Well, you know, sometimes they do tear the whole structure down and rebuild it. Yes, it can be a variety of ways that they go about it. So sometimes, you know, the actual space is demolished and it's rebuilt from scratch. Sometimes they just kind of, remodel it and put in new tenants.
So is this happening regionally or is it everywhere right now?
Seems to be across the country, and for the mall owner, there's a cost, obviously, in remodeling, but they say they get a much higher return because department stores, you know, they sign these leases so many years ago, they're paying very, very below market rent, sometimes as little as $2 a square foot, and when the mall owners re-tenant the space, they can get anywhere from $15 a square foot to sometimes $100 a square foot from these newer tenants.
Thanks, Suzanne. Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Coming up next, five questions to ask before you take your business to the next level.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Well, it's true what many entrepreneurs say. The first couple of years as a startup are usually the hardest. But once you get past the initial hurdle, the next question becomes, now what? Correspondent Sean Griffin has a look at five important questions you need to answer before moving forward with your next step.
The first question you should ask is, what do we need and why? Don't be so quick to expand and take time to reflect on what has changed. Two, do we need more people? Adding more employees doesn't necessarily mean hiring full-time. Use part-timers, interns, and freelancers. Thirdly, is there anything we need to cut down on? Businesses don't always have to add. You can cut down or trim. Next, how are we going to afford this? Explore various types of funding, such as traditional bank loans. Savings should be spent in emergency situations only. And finally, what happens when things go bad? Even when things seem to be going your way, always expect and plan for the worst. Gordon?
Thank you, Sean. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll